Policy Violation by Misty Zio, read by X-Man-Hater. Summary. Jensen has a policy about not fucking anyone from work, so Daniil bets him he'll cave for the new guy before the end of the week. Jensen has a policy of not fucking anyone from work. This policy, he has to admit, stems mostly from the fact that there are exactly zero dudes working in the office that he wants to fuck. But the policy stands. He's expressed it loudly, and usually drunkenly, on more than one occasion to Daniil, and she seems determined to hold him to it. Which is why, when he passes the new guy in the hallway Monday morning and does a literal double take, stopping and staring after the guy with his mouth hanging open, Daniil smirks and says, "I thought you had a rule about that." "But," Jensen says, dumbfounded, "did you see that ass?" "Oh, yeah," Daniil says, her attention fixed the same place Jensen's is. "I bet you $10 you violate your policy by the end of the week." "He could be straight," Jensen protests, hating the way his competitive soul is already plotting a way to seduce the new guy in just over a week. Daniil snorts. "Did you see the color of his tie?" She's mocking him, bitch. "No," Jensen admits. "I was actually looking at his face." "Wow," Daniil says, and she turns away as the new guy rounds the corner, oblivious. "Whatever. $10.
$10, Jensen agrees.
On Tuesday, Jensen finds the new guy in the break room, staring helplessly at the coffee machine.
"Jared, right?" Jensen asks.
The guy jerks his head up and grins on reflex, and he's even more handsome when he's smiling.
"Yeah," he says. "Hi."
"I'm Jensen," Jensen says, shaking his hand. "You trying to will that thing into submission?"
"It has a lot of buttons," Jared admits, biting his lower lip.
Jensen suppresses a shiver of delight.
"It just takes practice," he says,
approaching the machine and encouraging it to make regular coffee.
"And a little determination. And maybe some luck."
Jared laughs, clearly relieved that he doesn't have to figure out the machine just yet.
"Thanks, man," he says,
and Jensen gives him a little salute on his way out the door. He's totally forgotten what he went in there for, he was so distracted. The man has a fantastic ass and the slacks to prove it. He gets back to his desk and immediately remembers the yogurt in his lunch, which had been his objective. He decides he has to wait 10 minutes before he can return, just in case, so he doesn't look stupid. Daniil's desk is across from Jensen's, so they can gossip about Jared without expending any energy at all. He's Morgan's new errand boy, Daniil tells Jensen, and he's just in for the summer position, but he's hoping to get hired full-time. It screams new college grad, and Jensen winces. There's a few years of difference between them, sure, but at this point, Jared is an adult, and Jensen is an adult, and he not so secretly hopes that maybe they could go be adults together somewhere. But not until after Friday, when Jensen has collected his winnings and he's free to fuck Jared silly. Jared's making it difficult, though, since the coffee machine incident. He keeps waving from across the room, saying hi on his way past when he's running mail or coffee or files to and from Morgan's office. His second tie is no less garish than the first, and Jensen imagines he has a whole rack of them to choose from. On Wednesday, Jared stops by Jensen's desk around 10 and shuffles his feet for a minute. Daniil is off making copies, and Jensen raises an eyebrow expectantly.
"Want to get lunch?" Jared finally blurts, bright red. "I mean, I know you bring yours. I noticed you did, but I was wondering if you wanted to, like, sit and eat. Or something? Or not. You don't have to..."
"Jared," Jensen says.
"I thought maybe you'd know a nice place to sit or something. If it's nice out, you know. And I was thinking the courtyard must be..."
"Jared," Jensen says again, a little louder.
"Yeah?"
Jared sounds out of breath.
"Lunch sounds great."
Jensen grins at him, winks for good measure, and Jared beams.
"Okay," he says. "Noon?"
"I'll come find you," Jensen promises.
"Great."
Jared takes a breath, nods, and sets off again on whatever mission Morgan sent him on in the first place.
Jensen is still fist-pumping by the time Danielle gets back, her arms full of fresh copies.
"Dude, what?" she asks.
"Going to lunch with Jared," Jensen says, his face sore from smiling.
"This is not helping you win $10, Danielle says, shaking her head.
"How closely to my policy do I have to stick?" Jensen asks, drumming his fingers on the desk.
"To the letter," Danielle says, oblivious.
"Excellent," Jensen says. He's led her into a trap, and now he can do whatever he wants to Jared short of actually fucking him. It's going well on all fronts, he thinks.
"Damn it," Danielle mutters, realizing what she's allowed him, and he punches the air one more time for good measure.
Jensen meets Jared outside Morgan's office, lunch in hand. He left his jacket over the back of his chair and deliberately rolled his sleeves up, showing off his forearms.
"It's hot out, okay?"
Jared's gaze darts down and back up, his eyelashes fluttering, and Jensen swallows hard.
"So, courtyard," he manages, squeezing his hand into a fist and making the muscles in his arm flex, and barely stifles a whimper when Jared bites the corner of his lip and smiles.
"Yeah," Jared says. "Do you eat out there much?"
"Not much," Jensen admits, leading the way. "Mostly I eat at my desk and suffer."
"Why's that?"
"Working through lunch usually means I can get out a little early," Jensen says. He holds the door open for Jared. "Get home sooner."
"Got someone waiting for you?" Jared asks, a hint of his smile visible.
"Nope," Jensen says, and this is so in the bag.
"Just me in my big lonely apartment."
Jared picks a bench in the shade of a tree and sprawls on it.
"Shame," he says.
"Where do you live?"
And just like that, it's easy. Talking to Jared, flirting with Jared, is shockingly, wonderfully simple. He's got a goofy, sweet sense of humor, and he appreciates Jensen's sarcasm all the same. He's got two dogs that he obviously dotes on, but they live with his parents, and Jared admits he misses his dogs more than he misses his parents. He's new in town, just moved up for the summer, for the job, and he admits to Jensen that he really wants the permanent position, even if it is just gopher duties, so he can keep his apartment. He teases Jensen and takes Jensen's gentle abuse easily, gloats over his tie, and is into all the right kind of music. He roots for all the wrong sports teams, but Jensen knew there had to be a flaw somewhere.
"You should come out on Friday," Jensen says. "To drinks. Me and Danielle and a couple of people hit a bar on Franklin after work. You should come."
"Okay," Jared agrees, knocking his knee against Jensen's. "Long as you're there." Thursday is torture. Jensen went home the night before to his big, lonely apartment, which isn't as big as he made it sound, but it's pretty lonely now that Jensen knows someone like Jared could be in it too. Took a shower and jerked off twice, picturing Jared's dimples and Jared's hands, imagining his ass in his slacks, then not in his slacks, wondering how big exactly his cock is, whether it's cut or not. Now he can barely meet Jared's eyes, and Jared blushes and smirks and cannot possibly know what's in Jensen's head. Jared catches Jensen at the mailboxes after lunch, asks a question about the policy they have if someone is on vacation, and thanks him with a hand on the small of his back that lingers longer than necessary. His hand is warm and big, and Jensen feels like he has to wipe drool off his face after Jared leaves. Danielle might win this one. Jensen wants to fuck him so bad now, wants to feel that muscled body surging under his, wants to suck him off and swallow everything, wants to get pinned down and fucked until he can't remember his own name. He's not sure he can wait. He wonders if Friday is what Danielle meant by the end of the week. She's at her desk and he spins her around in her chair to demand an answer.
"Midnight," she says, grinning. Her eyes sparkle with irritating amusement. "This is getting awfully specific, J-Man. You sure this bet is even still on?"
"Oh, it's on, bitch," Jensen huffs. "It's on."
Jensen spends Friday in a bit of a state, and when Jared stops by to ask him for a ride to the bar, he has to hide his semi-hard-on with a stack of empty file folders. Jared gives him a funny look and says, "So I'll meet you here at 5, and Jensen nods quickly.
"I'll be here," he says. His productivity is shot, and he barely manages to make progress on the important sort he has to do for the next week's meeting. It doesn't matter anyway. He can finish it on Monday, once he's spent his weekend getting laid. He's gathering his briefcase and struggling into his blazer when Jared turns up at 5, right on time. Daniil puts a hand on his elbow and says, "I'm glad you're coming out with us," and smiles her sexy smile. Jensen glares at her over Jared's shoulder, but Jared ignores her come-on blithely. "Yeah," he says, half turning to Jensen. "Thanks for inviting me." The drive to the bar is tense, with just Jared in the car beside him. Jensen hopes it's not just him sensing this overt sexual chemistry between them, because it's making it hard to breathe. And if Jared hasn't noticed it, then Jensen's wasted a lot of energy getting worked up over it. But Jared's restless, shifting in his seat, biting his lip, sliding his palms up and down his thighs. By the time they reach their destination, Jensen knows it's a sure thing. No way Jared keeps sneaking looks out of the corner of his eye like that by accident. The rest of the gang is there when they roll up, and Misha's already bought a round. Jensen mentally limits himself to 2 drinks, since he has to drive, but he accepts the beer pushed his direction and tips it towards Jared in salute. Genevieve sits herself next to Jared and starts chatting him up, wanting to know all about the new guy. She's closer to his age, only 24, and Jensen tries his best not to glower at her too obviously. Daniil distracts him, murmuring in his ear that he should give Jared a bit of space, acknowledge his game if hard to get, and take him back in a little while. She's right. In half an hour, Jen's lessening her assault, and Jared's gone back to sneaking Jensen glances over his bottle. Jensen grins at him and gets up from his seat between Daniil and Misha. He moves around the table to stand at Jared's left, opposite Jen, and settles his hand on Jared's forearm. Jen catches the movement and purses her lips, but she turns away casually to listen to what Misha's saying about cloud cover or some shit. "I'm getting the next round," he says, pitching his voice for Jared's ear only. "What do you want?" Jared gives him a slow up and down, looking from his face to his belt and back again, and smirks. Jensen's flushed with heat in an instant, face going hot, and he swallows hard. "I'll just take another beer," Jared says. "But I don't know if I want to stay much longer." Jensen starts to frown, and Jared goes on. "Think you could drive me home?" "Yeah," Jensen breathes. "I could do that." His hands are shaking as he orders another round for the 5 of them. When he comes back, Jared's made space beside himself for Jensen, and Jensen slides neatly into the spot. Jared reaches across him to take his beer, and his other hand settles on Jensen's knee below the edge of the table. Jensen bites back a smile and leans into him until they're touching from shoulder to hip and knee to ankle. Jared inches his hand a little higher up his thigh. His little finger strokes back and forth along the inseam of Jensen's slacks, and Jensen's cock takes notice and starts to perk up. Jensen loses the thread of the conversation as Jared touches him slowly under the table, his cock swelling and hardening with only the teasing brush of Jared's fingers on his thigh. Jared's palm is warm and firm, and his voice is a rumble that vibrates through Jensen, almost like he can feel it coming directly from Jared's chest. He watches Jared's mouth, watches him lick his lips and smile. His heart is hammering in his chest, and he keeps spreading his knees wider and wider, trying to get Jared to move his hand just a little higher. Finally, Jared finishes the last of his drink, tipping his head back to swallow the last sliding foam, and Jensen watches the line of his throat without even bothering to check himself. "We're gonna go," he announces, sliding off the stool and covering his tented slacks with his blazer folded over his arm. "Catch y'all later." Jared follows him out the door, calling farewell, and then immediately crowds him against the side of his car, pressing himself along Jensen's back and digging his own prominent erection into Jensen's ass. He puts his mouth to the back of Jensen's neck, and Jensen arches into him, turned on beyond belief. He wants to fuck this boy right now. Jared seems to think the same thought. "Wanna fuck?" he asks, crude and unpolished and right in Jensen's ear, voice low and rough. "Can't," Jensen says, shuddering. "God, I want to." "What's wrong?" Jensen flushes and he turns around between Jared's body and the car. "I kind of have this policy, and Daniil's holding me to it." Jared frowns.
What policy?
I don't fuck guys from work, Jensen says and holds up his hands. But holy crap, do I want to fuck you. We kind of have a bet.
A bet? Jared repeats, eyebrows lifting. He doesn't look pissed, thank God, just amused.
She bet me $10 I would break my policy and fuck you before the end of the week.
It's Friday, Jared says.
Midnight, Jensen sighs.
Oh, Jared says, and pushes away from Jensen. He's grinning. Well, what do you say we find things to do until then? Jensen doesn't see very much of Jared's apartment when they arrive, being distracted primarily by Jared hustling him through the living room and bearing him down onto the bed. Jared's whole body covers his, and Jensen squirms to get his legs apart so Jared can fit right between them. Jared kisses him like he's starving, eating at Jensen's mouth, looking in and staking his claim. Jensen grabs fistfuls of his hair, and Jared moans, grinding down firmly. His cock feels huge in his pants, and Jensen kind of really wants it in his ass, preferably before midnight. Damn his ego. Jared pulls away and starts to strip, and Jensen follows suit. Their clothes end up in a heap on the floor, and then Jared's running his hands up Jensen's sides and kissing a line up his chest, murmuring, "Damn shame I have to wait. Gonna have to find a way to entertain myself in the meantime." He kisses Jensen on the mouth again, long and slow and deep, and then gives his lower lip a sharp bite. "Hang tight," he says, and turns on the bed so his head is at Jensen's hips, and he's swinging one knee over Jensen's shoulders. Jensen slides his hands up the backs of Jared's thighs, Jared's cock swinging in Jensen's face, and he lifts his head to lick the swollen head. Jared curses and slides the tip of Jensen's dick into his mouth. Jensen's not sure how long he's going to last like this. Certainly not 6 hours, even if he hugely overestimates his stamina. Jared's mouth is perfect, slick and hot and huge, and he sucks Jensen down to the root without even pausing. Jensen's hips jerk, pushing even farther, and he can feel Jared's throat opening around the head of his cock. Jared moans and gives his thigh a squeeze, and Jensen remembers his part and grips Jared's cock to angle it into his mouth. It's big, like he estimated, like the rest of Jared is, and it stretches Jensen's mouth until he's almost choking. Jared rolls his hips slowly, being all polite, easing himself deeper into Jensen's throat. Jensen grips both of his ass cheeks and encourages him, fucking up into Jared's mouth at the same time as he's getting fucked. Jared slides two of his fingers into his mouth alongside Jensen's cock and sucks them until they're soaking. He pulls them out with a wet pop and cups Jensen's balls roughly on the way past to slip the first finger into his ass. He presses just the tip in, teasing, and bobs up and down on Jensen's dick, sloppy and wet, until Jensen's losing his own coordination and pulling off Jared's cock to pant helplessly against his muscular thigh. "I can't," Jensen says. "Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come." Jared moans in affirmation and slips his finger deeper. He twists it slowly, easing closer to Jensen's spot, and Jensen feels lit up all over with the need to have those fingers as deep as possible. He lifts his hips desperately, and Jared finds his spot with a muffled hmm of satisfaction. The touch sends a shock of pleasure through Jensen, tight between his legs, and the orgasm hits him square in the gut. Jared swallows all of it, working him through it mercilessly, thrusting his finger shallowly and sucking until Jensen's whimpering. He pulls off, and Jensen's softening cock slips from between his lips, wet and sticky and fat against his belly. Jared kisses the cut of his hip, wipes his face on Jensen's skin, and glances back at him. Jensen takes half a moment to catch his breath, and then turns his attention back to the heavy erection just above his lips. He licks the palm of his hand and wraps it around Jared's girth, and Jared groans deeply against his thigh. Jensen gets as much of Jared's dick into his mouth as he can and still be able to breathe, and works the rest of it with his hand. He puts his other hand on Jared's ass and gives him a little nudge, and Jared rocks his hips up and down, fucking Jensen's mouth slowly. Jensen's giving it all he's got, licking and swallowing and squeezing, rubbing Jared's balls with the palm of his hand, and getting covered in spit and pre-cum leaking out of his mouth.
Jared rests his forehead against Jensen's thigh, mouthing it as he humps Jensen's face. And Jensen would be damned if he wasn't getting hard again. There is no way he's going to get there anytime soon, though, even if Jared kept that up. He isn't goddamn Superman.
You're so good at that, Jared says, breath hot against Jensen's skin, and Jensen murmurs an affirmation.
He's had practice.
I'm close, Jared warns, digging his fingers into Jensen's hip and asks. Oh, God, don't stop.
Jensen wouldn't dream of it. He jacks his hand faster, pulling Jared deep into his mouth and then pushing him back to lick at his leaking tip. He sucks hard, moaning despite himself, and Jared comes abruptly, filling Jensen's mouth. Jensen almost chokes, recovers himself, and relaxes his jaw as Jared shudders above him. When he feels it subside, Jensen gives Jared's thigh a little squeeze, and Jared pulls away. He slumps to the side, and they lay limply on the bed, grinning like idiots at each other. Finally, Jared kisses Jensen's knee and sits up.
Want to go catch a movie?
Huh?
As answers go, it's not particularly intelligent.
I told you we had to think of other things to fill the time, Jared says. He rests his palm on Jensen's belly, warm and heavy, and Jensen laces his fingers behind his head and gazes up at him.
I thought it would be more like other sex things besides sex.
Well, yeah, Jared says. But I mean, I don't know about you, but sex makes me hungry. We could grab dinner, too.
Oh, Jensen says, and Jared leans down to kiss him briefly.
That sounds good.
Jared offers Jensen a turn in the shower, which he takes, and finds a movie playing nearby. Jensen didn't peg Jared for a rom-com kind of guy, but it all starts to make sense when Jared seats them near the back, and visibly fights a smirk as the lights go down. Jared actually watches the movie for a while, making Jensen suffer mildly throughout the exposition of the movie. Some girl's friends are always getting married, and then the wedding planner is really hot, or maybe her friend from high school, or both. Finally, Jared sighs audibly and tucks his hand into the crook of Jensen's knee. He doesn't look Jensen's way, but his hand wanders up and down Jensen's thigh, nearer and nearer to his crotch. Jensen slumps in his seat, spreads his knees, and this time Jared obliges him, sliding his palm right over the hardening line of his dick. Then Jared leans over and kisses him. They make out for what feels like forever, trading slow, slick kisses in the darkness, trying to stay quiet. Jensen's way too old to be doing this, but the thrill of it builds in his gut until he's grinding up into Jared's huge hand, sucking Jared's tongue and clutching at his shirt. Jared gropes him firmly, rubbing him through his pants and breaking the kiss to bite and suck at his neck. Jensen hasn't had a hickey since he graduated from college, because seriously, but Jared seems determined to break the record. He sucks until it stings, and then he licks the marks until the ache eases, and all the while he works Jensen nearer and nearer to his second orgasm for the evening. Jensen tries to return the favor, reaching for Jared's lap, but Jared whispers, "Let me do this first," in his ear, and he subsides. He settles for running his hands up and down Jared's arms and panting into his mouth and letting Jared open his pants and pull his dick out. They could get so arrested, Jensen thinks, knees as wide as they'll go. So fucking arrested. You close? Jared asks, barely above an exhalation. You're so fucking hot like this, I almost can't wait.
Jensen nods, shocked with the sensation that he is absolutely about to come. He's shaking all over, and Jared gives him one last kiss before he ducks his head and swallows Jensen down. Jensen comes instantly, helplessly, clapping a hand over his mouth to keep in the shout. Jared sucks him until he pushes his head away and tucks him in and buttons him up neatly.
Your turn, Jensen whispers, and Jared fumbles open his jeans.
I'm not gonna last, he replies, already breathless, so Jensen starts with his mouth. They're perfectly respectable by the time the movie ends and the lights go up, and Jensen ignores a few pointed looks from other patrons leaving the theater as Jared slings an arm around his shoulders. He muffles a laugh in Jared's shoulder and Jared kisses his cheek. This is insane, he thinks.
Pizza? Jared offers. There's a place I really like around the corner. I know it's not real fancy or anything.
This is the best date I've been on, Jensen says, sliding his arm around Jared's waist. Really? Jared gives him a sidelong look. Compared to the others I've had recently? We're on a date? You're kidding, Jensen says. He checks his watch. 4 hours ago, this was not a date, but it sure as hell is now. Oh, Jared says and grins. Good. The pizza place around the corner is excellent, and they share a large without too much trouble. Jared steps on Jensen's toes and kicks his ankles from across the booth until Jensen realizes he's trying to play footsie, so he steps on Jared's toes in return until Jared starts to laugh and stops trying to be subtle. Jensen pins his feet in place and knocks his knee into Jared's. He feels warm and lazy from all the sex so far, shivery like people might know what they've been up to, and Jared's infectious grin and mischievous eyes are not helping. Afterwards, Jared offers his place up again and tucks his hand into Jensen's back pocket as they walk back. It's a little after 11. Jensen's heart rate starts to pick up again. So, he says, figuring they ought to do the talk before they do the deed. What do you prefer? Jared grins at him, bites the corner of his lip. The night air is warm and the breeze tousles his hair. I think we covered a lot, Jared says, and Jensen feels himself flush. I usually top, Jared goes on, but that's a height discrimination thing. So you'd bottom for me? Jensen asks, tamping down the spike of arousal. Yes, thank you, he wants this man on his back for him. Hell yes, Jared says. He looks a little sly. But I do love eating out. Jensen's knees feel weak. Good to know, he says, shakily. I'm really glad that restaurant is so close, Jared says, and it sounds like a non sequitur until Jensen realizes they're at his place again, and Jared's hard-on is visible in his jeans again. Wow, you are really something. Me? Jensen asks, baffled. He's not the one that just said he'd be happy licking Jensen's ass before he gets fucked. Jared's bedroom still smells like them, and Jensen can't get undressed fast enough. Jared unbuttons Jensen's pants from behind while he kisses Jensen's neck, and Jensen returns the favor a second later when he's finally naked. Jared's glorious in the low light of the bedroom, and he's even more glorious lounging back on his bed, his legs spread for Jensen to kneel between them. 20 minutes, Jared says mournfully, glancing over Jensen's shoulder, and Jensen bends to kiss him. I think we used our evening well, he says. Forget the bet. I want you now. No, Jared says, a look of determination in his eyes. You're winning that bet, whether you like it or not. Jensen groans. It's $10. Jared takes Jensen's cock in hand and gives it a squeeze. Which you can spend on more condoms for next time, and we can fuck until we're both blind. Jensen says, thrusting into his grip. You make a good point. I know. Jared bites Jensen's lower lip. I'm clever that way, just... He pauses, thinking, and his eyes grow heavy-lidded as Jensen watches. Fuck. Just take your time getting me ready. It's been a while since I, you know... Took it up the ass. Charming, thank you. Jared nips at his jaw. Yes, so get to it. Jensen finds lube in the nightstand and slicks up his fingers while Jared watches. Jared's knees are spread wide and his eyes are dark with anticipation, and he lets out a little noise of appreciation when Jensen settles himself at the level of his hips. Jared's cock is thick and flushed against his belly, hard again even after all the messing around they've done, and it makes Jensen's stomach heavy with want. Jensen presses a kiss to his hip, and Jared spreads his legs even farther when Jensen reaches between them. Jared hisses at the first intrusion of Jensen's middle finger, but he pushes his hips up into Jensen's hand, encouraging him. Jensen has to work hard to go against everything he wants, namely to finger-fuck Jared for all of 5 minutes before he puts his dick in there instead, and slides his finger in and out slowly. Jared squirms, heels digging into the bed, and Jensen rests his cheek on Jared's thigh to give his neck a rest. He could be sucking Jared's dick right now, but that would get both of them worked up too fast. That's not the objective. It isn't until Jared says, Okay, fucking hell, give me another. that he allows himself to go on, and the second finger slides into Jared so easily he almost dies. Jared's hot and tight inside, and every time Jensen slides the pads of his fingers over the bump of his prostate, Jared jerks like he's been shocked. He's clenching his fingers in the sheets, tossing his head back and forth, and Jensen feels like a god. He's never taken this much time on this with anyone, and he can't figure out why. It's awesome. Jensen rubs his thumb against the sensitive skin between Jared's hole and his sack, and Jared's breath shudders out of him on a moan. Jensen decides to risk it and ducks his head to mouth at the base of Jared's cock, making it twitch against his lips and making Jared curse aloud. 5 more minutes, Jared says, sounding wrecked. Oh, God, I don't know if I can make it. You can, Jensen says, and licks up the length of his dick. He looks up to meet Jared's gaze and grins. My good stop. Don't stop, Jared growls, arching his back and bearing down on Jensen's 2 fingers. Don't fucking stop. Jensen bites his lip and nods. His own cock is stiff and neglected between his thighs, and he's trying really hard to ignore it. But the way Jared's writhing and cursing under his breath and working himself on Jensen's hand isn't making it easy. Jensen pours more lube into his hand and slides a 3rd finger into his ass, along with the other 2, because that seems to be the only solution. Jared groans, ass clenching around Jensen's fingers, and Jensen finally gives in to the urge to touch himself. His dick jerks at the contact, leaking pre-cum, achingly hard, and Jared's breath hitches on another moan, and Jensen strokes himself slowly, carefully, not getting too involved or he'll get carried away. He rocks his hand against Jared's ass, fingers sliding deep, rubbing over his spot with every thrust. He can hear the rustle of Jared moving his head back and forth on the sheets, smell the sharp, thick smell of his cock. His throat feels thick with desire, and he glances over his shoulder at the clock, growing desperate. 11:59. Okay, Jensen says, pushing himself up on his knees without taking his fingers out of Jared's ass. We're gonna win. Now give me a condom. Ugh, Jared says, his cock twitching and slapping against his belly. He reaches in the same drawer Jensen had open earlier and comes up with a foil packet. Jensen keeps his fingers moving as Jared fumbles to open it and then offers his dick to Jared to roll the rubber on. His body surges with pleasure at the first touch of Jared's hands, and Jensen tenses all over, desperate for control. He can't come, not yet. Not until he's deep inside Jared, splitting him open on his cock and watching him come apart. Now, Jared says. Oh, thank fuck, do it now. Jensen yanks his fingers out, smearing lube down Jared's thigh, and positions the fat head of his cock against his hole. He's all loose and open from Jensen's fingers, slippery and hot, and Jensen sinks into him without any resistance. Yes, Jared pants, hands slipping as they grip Jensen's hips and back. Oh, fuck yes, just like that. Jensen's barely doing anything yet besides rocking himself deeper and deeper into Jared's body. And finally he's into the hilt, his balls heavy against Jared's ass. Jared squirms, gives him a push on the hip that gets him moving, and then he's fucking Jared with short, sharp thrusts, slamming into him. Jared wraps his long legs around Jensen's waist, curling his body up to give Jensen more room, and Jensen lowers himself to plant his hands on either side of Jared's shoulders and really give it to him. He's not going to last, even with 2 previous orgasms, not with the way Jared's encouraging him, clenching his ass and rolling his hips to meet Jensen's every thrust. You'd better be close, Jared gasps, working a hand between them. Jensen can feel Jared's knuckles rubbing against his belly as Jared strokes himself, and he nods, at a loss for words. He can feel Jared starting to tense up, and Jared says, good, because I can't, oh fuck, I'm, and comes, ass clenching, cock spurting hot between them. Jensen's cock is clamped in the grip of Jared's body, even hotter than before, and he manages 2 more grinding thrusts before he lets go and comes to. 3rd orgasm in 6 hours slamming through him. It feels like it goes on forever, but it can't be more than 7 or 8 seconds. His cock pulses until he's empty, drained, and all his limbs are weak. Jared accepts his flopping down on top of him with exhausted grace and wraps him in his long arms. Jensen nuzzles Jared's neck and catches his breath and finally manages the coordination to pull out. Jared laughs, breathless, and rolls on his side, propping himself up on one elbow. Jensen slides off the condom with a wince and sits up to dispose of it, and then remembers why they were doing this in the first place. He comes back with his phone in hand, and Jared snorts, pulls him close to look over his shoulder as he texts Daniil. "You owe me $10, he types and sends it. "She'll get it in the morning." He throws his phone back in the direction of his pants, and Jared slides an arm around his waist and kisses just below his ear. "So now that you're here," he says, his voice a rumble that goes right through Jensen's body. "You feel like staying?" "I don't think I can drive in this condition," Jensen admits, and he turns his head to kiss Jared. He can feel Jared's smile against his mouth. "Fair enough," Jared says. There's a text from Daniil waiting when Jensen wakes up in Jared's bed, with Jared lying half on top of him, warm and heavy and awesome. God damn it. The end.